Thanks for joining us as we continue our study through the book of Ecclesiastes. So Solomon's focus on the injustices under the sun led him to a dark place. He concluded that a dead person is no more fortunate than a living person because he does not have to deal with the confusing challenges of life. In fact, he said the dead person is more fortunate than the living person, so he doesn't have to deal with the challenges, and it'd be better if he wasn't even born. Well, here's what he wrote, Ecclesiastes 4, verses 2 and 3. And I thought the dead, who were already dead, more fortunate than the living, who are still alive. But better than both is he who has not yet been born and has not seen the evil deeds that are done under the sun. Solomon's focus on injustice led him to conclude, at least for a short time, that it would be better to be dead or not be born at all than deal with the stuff going on around us. By the way, this is not an uncommon conclusion. Today we are flooded with bad news, and bad news sells. And in a world of injustice, there's plenty of it. I just opened my news feed to see the headlines of a sex assault, a family that has vanished from their home, a man who murdered his daughter and is set to be executed, a striptease act that took place in a high school gym, the death of a son, the story about a mass shooting in North Carolina. There are plenty more bad news, but I stopped scrolling. We can become so burdened by the evil that is around us that it impacts us physically and mentally. What's this world coming to? Is life worth living? Are questions that echo across our country. Let's be honest, they echo across our church. Like Solomon, we conclude that life is so unfair and unjust, it'd be better not to live, even be better not to have been born. Satan loves it. He loves it when we are immersed in evil instead of rejoicing and obey the one that who defeated sin once and for all on the cross. The German pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "In the center of the world, from the wood of the cross, the fountain of life springs up." In the center of the world, from the wood of the cross, the fountain of life springs up. It's Jesus alone who brings life to our soul and our mind. Read his word, listen to the hope that he brings. And when our focus is not on our news feed, but on Jesus, we won't weary of life. Keep your focus on Jesus rather than your personal circumstances and all the injustices of the world around you. And Bonhoeffer promises the fountain of life springs up. Father, help us to shut off the news and open our Bibles. Help us quit scrolling through the news feeds and open our Bible app. Take our focus off things we can't control and put them on the one who controls all things. Convict us of immersing ourselves in the evils. Guide us to immerse ourselves in Jesus. Give us the wisdom of an eternal perspective in a world that has been steeped in evil since Genesis 3. And help us never to hide in the darkness, but stand firmly in the light. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.